Yes.
Is anyone here?
What did you find?
You are listening to Supernatural Confessions.
That's right. You are listening to Supernatural Confessions Friday Night Live with us, your very handsome, sexy host. My name is Eugene Tay. On my left, or the left, your left of the screen, that is the man from Kuching, Kimmy Boy.
And on, hello, hello, hello.
Yeah. And on the right of the screen, the self-proclaimed apex predator from down under, JDC.
It's not self-proclaimed, but people recognize. Yeah,
who recognize? Who? Hey, I want to know who.
I got an issue, no? You know Yan Yan, right? Like, I had the Yan Yan last week. I have a Yan Yan. Don't you hate it when the freaking Yan Yan, you know, you poke inside the chocolate and then it snapped in half?
Then you got to use your finger and core it, then your finger...
then your fingernail got these things, why is life like that?
Hey, speaking of Yan Yan, right? I always find it very hard to ration the chocolate. So I always end up having... At the start, I will dip very little. I always end up with more chocolate than I have biscuit.
Yeah. You use your finger, and then you call it.
And then you call it. All right, Kuching boy, you have been very busy and not been able to come on the live show for so many weeks. What happened, bro? Tell us some good news.
Good news is it has been busy week, like, actually. So there is a lot of jobs happening. A lot of some of you might not know, it's because I am in the event industry. So the event has not been happening during pandemic, right? So now things are starting to pile up, and some more is event end of the year. So a lot of company, government, they are spending money lah to do events lah. So yeah, it's been busy lah. Like I mentioned in the last stream, Friday it's either I have an event or a rehearsal for the next day event. So yeah, it's quite packed lah. So even this week I also have event, but because it's happening early morning Sunday, so yeah, so I can be on lah. Thank God I can be on.
Yeah. So the last 2 years, you've been with us for what, close to 2 years now, right, Kim?
I think so. Is it? almost 2 years. Yeah, almost 2 years.
How
I mean, yeah, we have spent like nearly, now coming to the second Halloween, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, it has been very near to 2 years. Don't feel like it. So yeah, thank you very much for the love and support of the community.
I think when you first joined, I had short hair. Right.
I don't remember. All I can think about for Halloween is a Dracula.
That should not be mentioned ever, no?
I still have that video. I saved it before it disappeared into the ether. So
that one can NFT next time. La.
So yeah, I don't remember about the long hair, the short hair, but yeah.
Speaking of hair, the one person that still have no hair since the first time you joined and all that now is JDC, Joseph.
This one I remember.
Hey, speak loud. Naturally like this, lah, bro. Naturally like this. Cannot lie. My wife's scolding me. My daughter's scolding me down here.
They call me Dikosh on the chat group. How like my Dikosh? The hair, is it?
God, I'll be back. I'll be back.
Oh, okay.
Slight emergency. I'll be back.
Yeah. Okay.
He's going to show his wife who's the man.
Yeah, yeah. But for Kuching or Sarawakian, actually, I do not know who is Dikosh until I read the comment and said somebody said that you look like him, and I went to look at the video. So, actually. So I'm not supporting anybody, but yeah, it does look like a bit.
If I let my hair down, with the curls, it's going to look like Dikosh.
What happened to the guy now,
In jail,
In jail already, in jail already. Okay. Yeah, but if in Malaysia, most likely he will roam around, lah. He can always buy your way out in Malaysia, lah. So yeah, luckily in Singapore, lah.
You found your submarine, or not, Malaysians?
Sub.
Was it so state of the art that you cannot even find? Enemy also cannot find. You also cannot.
No,
find.
I don't want a submarine. I don't want a navy ship.
Is it?
Yeah, it doesn't work. I don't know why. I think it's not. It's not that we are purchasing submarines or navy ships to go to war. We want to purchase it to be part of our museum collection. that's why it's there, like, not moving and whatnot. Because it's about the collection, but no point of it moving, right? We are not going to war or anything. Yeah. Or even if you want to attack, who you want to attack? Singapore? No need lah. You know, just cut your water supply lah.
Well done. Tactical advice from Kim right there from Kuching.
Yeah. But if Indonesia come over, then we are fuck lah. So yeah. but I do not know about the ship issue though. I have no idea what is happening now. Most likely it's been covered up like any other issue.
Anyway, let's go straight to the comment section. I want to say Han J first in line. Congratulations. Welcome to the show. We have Abel second. Abel says hello, Han J. We have Sean. We have Jill Chong. We have Will Maher. Lisa Marie Scalding. 1617 Sin Zone Nava. Zone Nava is a new name. I don't recall Zone Nava.
Yeah.
We have KK Hing. I also don't know what KK Hing. I think KK Hing also very new.
Very new. Imran actually.
Imran's brand new. First time watching live.
First time, yeah.
Isri Joseph. Hi everyone. CC Ko. VN. Saravanan. Whoa.
I wanna point out a comment that says from Angela Lim that says, Joe, did you put on weight? Joe, answer this, Joe. Joe, did you put on
Joe,
weight,
put on Joe? Weight Joe?
Joe? Joe, you have to turn on your microphone to talk, Joe. Your microphone is muted.
It's off. I can't see this. Where? What? You're putting on weight? What's happening?
Angela say you're acting cute, also,
yeah.
Joe.
Yeah, Joe. Huh? Joe. Don't know lah, Joe.
I don't know lah. I eat a bit of rice 1 week. Suddenly, I gain weight. Enough
lah. Hey, okay. In India, I came back put on weight, also.
Yeah, hey, wait. But, Joe's supposed to do his intro just now halfway, then after that he go and show the wife who's the man, right? I thought.
Both wives scolding me, daughter scolding me. It's my life, lah, bro.
Hey, I thought you Apex Predator.
Yeah, but sometimes you must give a little bit, lah, you know.
I see.
If you bounce too much, then people run away. So you just have to like feign a bit of weakness here and there, lah, bro.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes women like a bit of, you know, vulnerability, yeah?
Exactly. So
to Joe's family member, if you're watching this, please record it and show it to his wife.
Hey, cannot lah. My mother listening, no? My mother, father.
Yeah, that's right. Auntie, record this, auntie.
Hey, don't auntie lah. Auntie.
So how lah, your mother is watching, how is Kim going to do his dirty joke? The clock is asking.
That's a problem. That is a problem. So you say all these jokes, next time you see my mom, okay lah? You see, not my problem.
Yeah. I wanna go meet your mother. And talk to your mother.
Cannot, you're too tall.
I will squat down to talk to your mother.
Not many of you guys know this.
On the floor.
You'll see that all the three of us, right, pretty much the same height, right? But you know what they say when you're lying down, everyone looks. Height doesn't matter. But do you know that Kim is a fucking giant?
Yeah,
he's like maybe 2.8 or something.
No lah, bro. 2.8, I would have been playing in NBA already. You know? Why would I sit here?
So I can say, when you see Kim in real life, he looks down on you. Just
yeah. But we won't tell you our height, because on the 21st of October in Singapore, Kim is coming down along with JDC, with Alvin De Cruz, Sonia Kurana, Jonathan Lim, Bill and Matt, and the Mods. We are all going to be in Singapore for one night only. And that's when it's your time to, if you've been a regular of the show, you really want to meet up with us, you want to meet up with the community, shake our hands, give us a hug. We want to give you a hug. We want to see the faces behind the name. Like, who the hell is the clock says? We don't even know a face to that. Or Jujubi Jumi. We want to say hi to you and thank you for supporting us. 21st of October. Remember the date. Details will be coming up soon. We're about to find a place. And 28th. Which is a very, very important day, because that's our Supernatural Confessions finale show for this year lah. Before we take a break and then come back next year with a brand new show. So if you want to meet up with us, or you want to travel with us to WAP, I think Kim will give you more information about that. Please stay tuned. We have information up on our website.
Okay. I accept gifts in Char Kway Teow, Oloa, and noodles in general. Yes, that's not you spent.
And also,
I put new ones.
And also the drink, the one sometimes black, if you put milk, got change color. What is that? What is that? The one
Guinness
you can you drink in the morning, sometimes
people
you can support us through
what's that?
You can support us through buying
today's
job is
chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk.
It, If you guys want to support us, please feel free to go to buymeacoffee.com/SU Friday Live. I want to thank a few people who have actually contributed to our coffee fund since the last time that we were here, right? We have Hola San, CC Co, and someone. When I say someone, Buy Me a Coffee gives you the option to be anonymous. So this person wants to be anonymous. So at someone, CCK and Hola San, who have bought us coffees already, thank you so much. Mm. I always say this, right? If you're here, that's enough support, because we just enjoy having a chat, and I enjoy coming on and people calling me fat, and you know, Kim making fun of me and Eugene making fun of me. Yeah, I live for this. This is great.
Mm. Yeah. I love it too. Yes, yeah. I love it a lot. Okay, so just now, Eugene, do you want to tell more about the 21st of October?
Yes. Yeah. KK Heng is asking if Chi Chi will be there. Yes, we are inviting the Recon team, Chi Chi, Wayne, Manish, Mel, to be part of it. We're not sure whether they can make it down, but we definitely want to invite everybody. We also have Syed Wilson coming down from the Arts of Syed Wilson. We have Creep Out coming down, Crow, CGA guys. So it's going to be like a mini, a very, a micro con, not even a mini convention, a micro con.
Micro con.
Yeah. So 21st, we will let you know the time. We will start at 6:30. We will end at 9:30. So for those of you who cannot make it down on the 21st, that's fine. You can still watch us so-called live. It will be live stream on YouTube and Facebook, but it'll be post-produced. As in, we will finish our show from 7:30 to 9:30, and then whatever that's recorded will be put on YouTube at 10.
Yeah.
Reason for that is not many places in Singapore allows us to run from 10 to 11:30, and also transport's a problem. So everyone's going to be rushing back for last train. We don't want you guys to have to all take cab back in case you stay in far places like Zimbabwe. So
maybe everyone wants to take the last bus. Oh, imagine if the whole group of SC fans take the last bus, right? And everyone's talking, and then they turn around, there's this lady sitting down at the back of the hair like this.
Wang Pulia, Wang Pulia.
Why am I singing in Chinese? Maybe it's an Indian ghost.
Indian in Singapore cannot sing Chinese song.
Can I
have to sing Tamil song?
Sing Tamil.
Have to sing Tamil song.
Have to sing Tamil.
Cannot. Why cannot sing Chinese song?
Bro, it's separation, bro.
Okay. Alrighty. Okay, for the 21st, right? So Eugene have done the 21st part. Okay. For 28th, guys, I am telling you, this is really something that everybody have, you know, put on our sweat, tears, and blood to actually put everything together to have this special tour to Sarawak. Okay, so before I tell you more, because I also have something that tie up along the packages, which I'm not making it up. I'm not telling you fake stories to make the package sounds a lot better than it already is. But we're going to roll our promo video for you guys first. After you watch it, then I'll tell you a lot more about the package.
All right.
Let's go.
Roll it.
For the first time ever in Sarawak, Supernatural Confessions Friday Night Host will be hosting its finale live show 2022 in Kuching. Day one, upon reaching Kuching, you'll be immediately be transferred to our horror-themed exhibition, where we featured paintings, sculptures, and of course, confessions. When night creeps in, you will join our Friday Night Live as a live audience. Day two, the day will start with a tour at a living museum where you will witness the actual headhunter skulls.
Skulls!
And Tiang Kelirium, the grave of the ancient aristocrats and other unique Sarawakan culture. You will then head to Fairy Cave, located at an old gold mining site where plenty of dark history happened. Learn how the cave got its name. The day will end with a night walk from a location infamous for accidents. You will also visit abandoned buildings, arid shelters, and warrior memorial site, among others. Get your tickets now.
Get your your tickets now.
Nice. Why? Okay, so
check out the voice, man.
I gotta tell you, some actual stuff that I'm not making this up. Okay. The exhibition and also where we're gonna do our Friday Night Live is actually an old courthouse whereby it has been there since the English time. So obviously it's in the 1800s, right? So it had been there for quite a long time. And the tower that we're gonna use actually is not a tower, but it's called Japanese Tower for some other reasons which I do not know of. But the place that we're gonna host it, right? Initially the proposal was we told the organizers that we're gonna do our show starting from 10, is because that is our normal timing, right? We're gonna do until from 10 until 11:30 or probably until 12, right? So the organizer at first says okay. Then after that, the organizer went to talk to the building owner, which owns the place that we are supposed to do our Friday Night Live. The owner called me out and said, Kim, this is really something that I need to ask a favor lah. So I say, yeah, what's up? They say, can you do your show like, you know, earlier and wrap it up like maybe probably 10 and, you know, maximum 10 lah, so that you guys can pack up and leave. I'm like, why? I mean, like, we can do it later, right? I mean, the electricity and everything is still on, right? So he said, yes, but that place has resident spirits that stays in that place lah. Weird things has been happening, and the things are not happy when people stay after 10. So, you guys, everything that we're going to do in the WAK, right, the places that we're going to bring you and the places that we're going to host all our events and whatnot, all of this, there are spirits and also things lingering around and waiting for you guys to come. So get your tickets now at our website, because I have a feeling that somebody's going to see something.
Also, bro, just want to be realistic here, we only got 20 tickets that's subsidized by the WAC government. What's the WAC government, right? WAC is held by
Sarawak government.
20 of the tickets are subsidized, 20 of the first tickets. Anything beyond the first 20 tickets will go back to usual price. So usual price is $520. If you are the first 20 who sign up, again, this is not a gimmick. We just have limited tickets to give away, up to sell. It's at $380. Okay. If you book your tickets now for your flight, I believe Scoot or AirAsia is only about $130. That's what I paid for. So the longer you wait, prices will go up. And right now, I think it's very attractive price for you to just spend a weekend over in Sarawak, which is a beautiful place. I've heard so many great things. And of course, you get to see the dark side of Sarawak at a subsidized rate.
Yes.
But I want to know, do you mind if the place is haunted, right? Where we're holding the thing. If I need to go to the toilet,
Hold hands.
Someone has to come with me. One of you have to come with me.
Toilet. I give you a gong. Be in the gong.
Cannot, bro.
Why cannot fit?
Cannot, bro.
Cannot fit. You have to see a doctor. This one cannot fit. Cannot fit.
When I have to kenching, I have to kenching, okay?
I also want to tell you guys a disclaimer. Any lingering spirits were to follow you back home to Singapore, Supernatural Confessions is not responsible. However, we do have gurus on standby and people who are spiritually trained to help you cleanse.
So that one, they have to sign indemnity form lah. Whatever fuck happened to you cannot come back to us. Hey, bring me to abandoned house. How this girl follow me home?
Congrats. Tell your confessions to us and we'll put it on air next week.
That's right. So also all the paintings that you see just now, paintings, sculptures, photos, we're going to feature photos as well. So all this is contributed by one of a very talented local tattoo artists in Sarawak, whereby he supported the event. So he's going to do a lot of this. And also he himself has a lot of stories to share regarding about these spirits lah. Because he can casually tell me, you know, something like, hey, you know what, bro? I actually have a Pontiana at home. What do you mean you have a Pontiana at home? He like, but she left a couple months ago. So I'm like, fuck, this guy talk like, is he Pontiana the friend? So if you want to know more, you have to come down to Sarawak.
Okay, okay. We will be there from the 23rd. So if you want to come down before the 28th, it's also okay. There are other events during that time. Really come down, enjoy Sarawak. Why we say 28th to 30th? Because we make the assumption that most of you will be working and cannot afford a whole week off. But if you can, come down before that and join us.
Yeah, please.
All right. So nice. That out okay. of the way, are we going to do housekeeping now, John?
Yeah, look, we missed housekeeping last week, but there were two things that I wanted to talk about tonight. One, again, I everyone knows when I come to Singapore, I stay with my godmother and my aunt in Tampines, and they were talking about the old IKEA in Tampines and how the place is haunted. Have you guys heard about this before?
IKEA is haunted.
Yeah, apparently. So this happened around 15 years ago.
Which one?
This the old IKEA in Tampines.
There.
Wait. How many IKEA do you have in Singapore?
Three. Yeah, I mean, how many? Oh, yeah, three. Shit.
Wow.
Isn't it one enough?
No. The whole Sarawak, we don't even have one, no. Hello? Swedish officer, if you're watching this, IKEA officer, if you're watching this, please put one in Kuching, please.
There's only one in Western Australia, right? You know how big a state is? There's only one in WA.
Because,
Singapore,
you know,
three.
You must understand. There's one in Jurong, there's one in Tampines. People in Jurong consider Tampines too far to travel to buy their furniture. Yeah. There's one time I had a girlfriend who stays in Jurong West. She was an FHM model and all that. And when I drove to her place and I drove back, I don't know, the relationship did not last more than 3 months. I just couldn't handle the long distance relationship.
Sometimes for my work, right? I travel 65 kilometers to work in the morning.
So Singaporean look at Borneo and Australia. It looks like as if it's a continent. Yeah,
it is a continent.
It's like when I went to India, right? They said,
Sarawak. Sorry, Joe.
That's okay. Geography, bro. Geography
fail.
Back
to the story.
So basically, a young Malay girl working there claimed to be able to see spirits, and apparently there's like human shadows squatting in the beams looking at people. And this was posted by Pang Pang Pola. Just a very short story, but I'm just curious as to whether anyone on the SC channel, like the hosts or any of the fans, have actually heard any stories about IKEA. Because I can imagine that at night, IKEAs can get a little bit creepy. Because they simulate houses, like, you know, there's chairs, there's beds and stuff there. So again, I wonder what happens when the lights get switched off at night. Very weird. However, what I've got for people, sorry, Eugene, you looked like you were about to say something.
No, I was thinking if I could just go to IKEA and ask them, we can do an overnight event, and then we do our investigation there.
That would be great. That would be so. Imagine you're just sitting there, everyone just sitting at a bed, right? And then suddenly, like way down the hall, like a light goes on. And he's like, what's that? And then we go there, and then we see like an impression on the bed. Oh man, I would shit myself.
That episode was brought to you by IKEA.
Yeah. Look at Kim's face.
Look at the ghost sitting on the Oblak Oshik brand bed.
Oblak Ritafala from Blank. So I'm gonna go to a video next. Elvin, if you're out there in the ether, could you play the video, please? Now just wait, right? You if you blink, you'll miss it. Did everyone see that? He's gonna replay it.
そしてカメラが左へと振られた瞬間、飛び込んでくる顔のようなものが確認できる。
Oh, can you see that? Right near where Kim's head is, there's an image looking from outside the railing. And I was just curious as to what Eugene and Kim... Can you see it?
It's outside
the railing.
Let me point it.
It feels like a rock. Yeah. It looks like a rock face though.
It might be because it's a little bit blurry, but when you look at it clearly, It does actually look like a face. Now, I'm not saying it is a face.
Oh, very convenient, oh. You put very near me, oh. Very convenient, oh.
Yeah, half the face is Kim.
I'm only seeing a face there because you say it's a face, but I wouldn't have seen that face until you pointed out.
I didn't. Well, if you do watch a higher resolution video of this, it does look like there's actually a face or an image of a boy standing right outside there.
Okay.
And you can actually go into our page because it's over there. Now, I think it was posted by a person. Actually, I can't pronounce this person's name because I think it's Chinese characters. So I'm gonna have bugger all. So I'm just wondering. Anyone have any thoughts on it? Please don't forget to write on the YouTube section, and we will see if we can read it out. Imagine Malians go CSI, enhance. Enhance.
But okay, this is kind of video taken by Japanese. Don't you find it there's too many videos around like this whereby they capture like it's not even a bit, no. It's not even like I do not know whether it is or not. It's like the video that they take out, it's like fucking it is. It is a face. There is a fucking man there. It's like straight away, they know. It's like okay, I remember this. This is the same, I guess it's the same production and also the same TV show and whatnot, right? I remember that whereby there is this guy who he was playing ball, right? He was playing ball. Mm. Then after that, so he was recording while he was playing ball. So he was throwing balls with friend. Then after that, the friend somehow threw the ball a little bit harder. So the ball like, you know, rolled somewhere outside. So he get the camera and then he walked, followed the ball. So he follow. Then after that, so the ball is somehow got underneath a car, I think underneath a car. So he looked down, he put his camera down, so he looked down as well. So underneath the car sits a cat. So he's like, oh no, the camera is still pointing at the cat. And then after that, he was also looking at the cat. So when he looked at the cat, then he's like, oh, Nico. The moment he turned a bit, the camera shifted to the backside of the cat, right? You can see there's a lady.
And it's always like in a weird position, right?
Yeah.
Like
then again, yeah. So for me, I don't know.
Actually, when Kim does it, it's quite scary. When I do it, I just look retarded.
Yeah, so same.
So which one do you want to be? You want to be scary or want to be retarded? I don't know.
Let's all
scary,
try to do scary. Our scary Japanese scripting thing.
No, now we all look like retarded.
We have to stop. This is how people leave the stream, guys.
I think the stream just dropped by 20.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay. It's 10:30 right now. Let's go to the comment section and see what people are saying. Looks like Armor Face, Peeping Tong, Hentai tried to upskirt. Can sponsor me to Japan to investigate.
Okay, Japan is so haunted.
We go for all this traveling, it's our own money. There's no sponsoring. We sponsor ourselves.
Japan is so haunted. So many yokai there. Maybe a spirit from the bridge since Japan practiced Hitobashira. Is that like suicide? What is Hitobashira?
No, I don't know. Sounds like something nice to eat.
Yeah, it sounds like a car brand.
Hitobashira!
Oh, so it's a form of human sacrifice. So a person was buried alive under a bridge or large-scale buildings. Very similar to the stories that we hear in Singapore, right? When in Asia general, right? They kind of cut the heads off and they chuck it underneath the foundations of the bridge and buildings. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else for... Oh, shall we start off? Hey, we have not got Kim to do his joke yet.
Oh, I was hoping people forget. Jesus.
Okay. I don't remember whether I told this joke before or not. I'm gonna just say it still, huh? But I feel like I have. What do you call an erection at a funeral? What do you call an erection at a funeral? Mourning wood. Have I told this joke before?
No, first time. Okay.
Joe. You always gotta come up with a joke that got us cancelled, right? Okay, this is a joke that got us cancelled. What is the difference between science and religion?
Oh, this is gonna get us cancelled.
Oh fuck.
I don't know what seems to be the safe answer.
Science give us skyscrapers and airplanes. Religion combine them together.
Oh, and now moving on to our very first confession for tonight. Grandma Knew by Elle, narrated by Linda. Elvin, hit it!
Grandma Knew by Elle. My grandma passed away a year ago. She was hospitalized because of a big injury, and due to the pandemic, only one person was able to visit her at a time. Before I go on, I'd just like to add that my father has told me several times that his mother, my grandma, had repeatedly professed that she would die before 2022, and 22 was, in her eyes, a cursed number. On December 22nd, my father went to visit her in hospital, and throughout his visit, she kept reminding him where to find important documents in her house, the number of her notary, and even the number of the funeral home. She asked my father to do a FaceTime with me and my brother, and at the end of the call, she told us how much she loved us. This was the very first time I heard her say that she loved us. She also said, "Goodbye, my son. I'll always love you," to my father before he went home. To us, she seemed better and brighter, and the doctor said she was close to being discharged. But she died a few hours after my father's visit. When we emptied her house, we found lots of little notes scattered around the house that were intended for us. She wrote a long letter to my father. I also found a birthday card addressed to me for my 18th birthday, when I had just actually turned 17. It was like she knew she wasn't going to be there for my 18th birthday. I'm still convinced to this very day that she knew for a long time when she was going to cross over into the afterlife. But how did she know?
How did she know? Okay. Cliff note of the story is actually quite straightforward. Although there's nothing creepy about the story, it's because actually it's a straightforward story, like as in grandmother passed away last year. Then after that, somehow the family members found out that the grandmother had been leaving like notes later to the father. And then, you know, even she make the final phone call and tell the grandchildren saying that I love you guys, and you know, also tell the father as well. And then after that, doctor even say, oh, you know, this one can discharge already, like I can go home already. Then a couple of hours later, she passed. So how did the grandmother knew? That is the mystery that we are here to talk about. Eugene, what do you think?
Okay. There have been many times in the many situations that we have heard about people foretelling their own death. Especially when your time is about to be up, you may start seeing your ancestors coming down. So this have actually been told to us by many different sources. Oh, my grandma was talking to somebody. Say, oh, the husband is looking for her. Grandpa is looking for her. So they can tend to see, or they tend to hear their ancestors coming down to call them. So in this scenario, it could very well be that grandma had a visit from an angel or somebody who says, grandma, we're giving you extra time to sort out everything, and then we're going to take you away. But of course, grandma is not going to tell her family member, excuse me, angel come to tell me this, and then I'm going to go on this date. She's not going to say that, right? So, but she knows. Again, in India, where I just came back from 2 weeks ago, there's a practice known as Samidhi. It's a practice where you will yourself for your body and your soul, your Atma, to detach, where you're so enlightened that you can ascend at will, leaving your body behind. In one of the ashram that where I was at, 2 days prior to my arrival, there was a lady from Croatia who sat down, who traveled, right? Who told her family she's traveling down to India. When she was in India, she wrote all her goodbye notes and everything, keep all her family, her house in order. She sat to meditate in a pit. For, I think, 24 hours or 48 hours, she just meditated. No food, no drink, no movement, meditated. And when they checked her pulse, I think the second day, there was no pulse. She died in a meditative state. And it's not surprising to that culture, because she is there for the Samidhi. She has attained a certain level of enlightenment where she can now ascend at will. So there are many times in life, maybe scientifically not documented, but there have been occasions where people can know, foretell their death. So in this particular story, I am not surprised. I would imagine that grandma would have had a visitor, either an angel or an ancestor coming down to inform her, says, we are about to take you away.
Okay, but the one that you mentioned in India just now, is it, can you come back? I mean, okay, if you at will, you can detach it. Can you attach it back after?
I don't know if anyone came back, but there's a lot of small little tombs where they say this is the Samidi grave. People, you it's not like anyone can just go and say, I want to kill myself, and then you are allowed. You got to be of that level and respected in that practice. Many have come down. You see a lot of tombs. People come down and they just ascend, but they never come back, lah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm thinking, what if they want to come back and like, oh shit.
Okay. So scientifically wise, right? Like, see, if your body start to your heart stop to beat, there's no blood to your brain. You come back, you're a vegetative state. For what?
Yeah. No. I mean, yes. But. What about that instant, you know, like you know, you go off, then after that, before...
Very good question. Else... Very good question. So I would imagine there are some priests or some people who are in meditative state for many, many years. They are still alive. So could it be that they have also ascended and got back, and then come down and then that's how these priests are able to tell you secrets of the universe or from heaven.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think so. I think
so. So probably it's just a different process, lah. Okay.
I have no idea what I freaking stumbled back into. I heard ascension, coming back in the body, going back. I agree.
Okay, I give you the cliff notes, okay, Joe. I said that this grandma, she was able to hear a message from the other side, and there's also been practices in India called Samadhi where you can ascend and leave your body
Samadhi.
Behind. Samadhi, yeah. Knowing when you actually, deciding when you want to depart from the world. So yeah, we were talking about that.
Okay, yeah. And this is in relation to the story that was just read about. My perspective on it was just that I think people who are close to death have an intuition that the time is up. I have a feeling that because I managed to listen to this video before, I mean the story before, because I knew that sometimes I have very bad audio, and everything in it seems to me actually quite a peaceful process for the family and for the grandma involved. And I don't know, nothing overtly paranormal kind of stood out to me. I think people just have a natural understanding, like, you know, I'm about to kind of like, I'm about to pass. So yeah.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, yes, we have heard tons of stories that our people who are supposed to, you know, pass when their time is here, they would see dead relatives, they would see other forms of creatures that is not supposed to be there. Because I remember recent passing of my auntie, she did actually say weird stuff whereby she said, hey, my brother, which is the brother, which is my uncle who passed away 10 months ago, 10 months before her passing, she actually said, hey, my brother is here, you know, he is asking me to go for a boat ride, which we think is weird. So, but then at that condition or at that state where she was suffering, is actually, yeah, we were kind of like counting days, lah. But then in this story, in this confession earlier on, the one that we played, it sounded like as if the grandmother knew way back, you know. The grandmother said, I would not survive until 2022. Because that is mentioned in the story, right? The grandmother actually said, you know what? 22 is actually a cursed number. I would not live until 22. So the grandmother prepared something like, you know, a birthday card where it is meant for the confessor when she is 18 years old. That time she's barely 17. So, you know, grandmother, I mean, I know when we talk about people have seen, you know, all these dead relatives when they are very near to their passing time. But it seems like this grandmother knew way before, as in, you know, there's, yeah, as if she's like a fortune teller. Like, it's just that the fortune telling part is just her own passing time.
Or maybe could it be a self-fulfilling prophecy? She thinks she's going to go, then she eventually just went.
I, That's where I'm going with that.
Hmm.
I remember my Sufu when I was doing Tai Chi go, okay, I tell everyone, I no die until I 120 years old. No die. I say no.
Is he still around?
He's still around. And I think a lot of it is that is the force of will. Like, you know, I'm not going until this particular time. And I think, you know, it's a bloody good attitude to have. You know, I've taken myself, I'm not going until I'm 150.
Okay. So if let's say I don't mean any bad stuff, like, huh? If let's say your Sifu died when he is 110, would you go to the grave? Sifu, you die. How? You die.
And then I hear a tap on the shoulder. Say, I will die.
Die.
And then no, I'm not doing that at all.
Okay, so I want to ask all the one that is here with us, including the one in the comment section, huh? If you were given an option one time, huh? You were given an option. Somehow God or angel came to you and said, I'm going to give you a once in a lifetime opportunity. Oh, it's a pun there. Pun intended. Huh? Once in a lifetime opportunity whereby you can actually know your exact date, exact time when you're going to die. Do you want to know it or not?
I do.
Okay. Joe, do you want to know it?
No.
Okay. I don't want to know it also. I think I don't want to know it. Why? I wanna negotiate. Like, can you give me an estimation? Not like tell me I'm gonna live around 70.
Yeah, something. Blink three times.
Yeah, like that, you know. So I don't wanna know like exact because I felt that it's gonna be a hard wait, you know.
I
mean like for you to like okay, let's say you know tomorrow exactly at noon. You're gonna die. Oh, you're gonna
I wasn't hoping for tomorrow at noon. I was thinking like maybe I'll live to 89. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but you don't have a choice.
Right before the 24 hours before I know I'm gonna die, I'm just gonna like, you know, shoot up, do coke, you know, off a stripper's ass and everything. Just and then I'm ready to go, God. You know, like I'll jump off, right? I'll jump off the cliff and right at while I'm mid-air, I die. Or while I'm, you know, having coitus, I die, you know, that because I can time it so precise.
Okay.
Or I can even have my funeral, like a living funeral, like guys, I'm gonna have my funeral now, I'm still alive, eulogy all done, and then right at the stroke of midnight I fall into my coffin, which is already made, and everyone's there.
Wouldn't you want every single day to be your eulogy?
Yeah. Goosebumps.
Every single day is an opportunity for you to just live your life to the fullest.
I don't know. Like,
make amends, to forgive people.
I don't know. Sometimes nighttime also, I play game until early in the morning. So I don't know whether it's living my last day or not. So. But okay, I want to say, okay, a lot of people saying no to in the comment section. A lot of people saying no, I don't want to know. Nope. Die for Candace say nope with a capital letter. So there's one comment that I want to point out. I think it's Grace. Grace Neo here said, yes, so I can buy insurance to exact year of death so that my kids can definitely benefit from it. This one's smart, okay? This is probably the only reason that I want to know when I'm going to die. Probably only the reason.
Alrighty. So this has been Supernatural Confessions motivational speech for you. our next confession is, this one is from a limping. Oh, this is quite scary, actually.
Wait. Before we go to that, because it's because the two last confession, it's somehow Link. It's not related lah, but it's omen, omen. But I want to leave the second confession to a bit later.
Okay.
Go to Know Your Hantu first. We learn about this particular creature, then we're gonna go to the confession first. The confession after. So Elvin, can we go to the Know Your Hantu first? Thank you.
In this week, Know Your Hantu, we will be looking at one of the Northeastern Thai famous folklore that is passed down for generations. A ghost known as Peepop. Peepop, a cannibalistic ghost that possesses a human body while eating her victims from the inside out. This Thai ghost is also likely to raid and devour the town's livestock, feasting on all innards and entrails. A legend of this ghost tells of a prince who was a practitioner of magic, discovered an incantation that enabled him to enter and possess the body of any living being. During one occasion when the prince chanted magic words in order to enter a body of an animal, his servant overheard him, repeated the incantation himself, and used it to enter the vacated body of the prince. The prince, having discovered his servant's action, is unable to return to his own body. He then transferred himself to a body of a bird and flew to his wife to seek help. She immediately had the servant's body destroyed, challenged the servant, who is still in the prince's body, to enter the body of an animal. When the servant foolishly entered and took control of an animal's body, the actual prince re-entered his own body, leaving the spirit of the servant with no body of his own to return to. Since then, it is believed that the servant is forced to host one body to the next, living off eating intestines. P-pop is still believed by the community of Thailand to this day and is said to have the ability to possess humans and wreak havoc on an entire village, with many rural communities reporting hauntings each year. In 2016, three individuals claimed to be possessed by a P-pop for seven residents of a village who are their own family members and neighbors to strip naked at knife point. These three individuals, after being arrested, reported that they were unconscious of their actions and truly believe P-pop possessed them. To this day, P-pop ghosts are still blamed for unidentified death in some parts of rural Thailand and Laos. They can only be expelled by a spirit doctor or exorcist who performs a whirlpool dance. The ghost watching the dance would be sucked into the whirlpool and is thus removed from the body.
Whirlpool?
P-pop. I'm gonna go with Joe saying that the name is funny again. Every time.
Okay.
But I want to say shout out to Shaz for producing, for writing the K-pop, doing all the research and whatnot. Because again, I'm busy with work and stuff, so she do a lot of research and managed to come up with this piece. So thank you very much to Shaz.
Thank you very much, Shaz. Yeah, very good.
Chua Yilin says she prefer the Jamaican accent. JDC.
Nightclub bomba shelter.
I like this story that ghosts get blamed for murder. Honestly, that would be my go-to reason if something goes wrong. Must be the hantu.
But
isn't that the whole kind of premise of the latest Conjuring show, The Devil Made Me Do It? It was the possessed, right? I was possessed. I didn't stab him 55 times in the eyeball. It was just not me. It was someone else.
In Africa, we have the Popo Bawa. It's always getting the blame. Now P-pop in Thailand is getting the blame.
Hantu in Singapore getting the generic hantu getting the blame. Poor hantu.
Poor hantu. Okay, so anything else you want to talk about this particular hantu? If not, we're going to move to the confession. But I need to intro a bit first.
Okay, let's go.
Intro.
Okay, intro a bit first. Okay, the next confession is actually from an anonymous where he tells us that he don't want to reveal the name and he want to distort a little bit of the voice because he's very shy, and he said no to a video confession, not even blurring his face. So he said he will sit down with me and actually talk about the story. The story that I'm that we were about to play you is actually a short story. But before this short story, he actually told me, I think, about 15 minutes after editing, about 15 minutes worth of a story that happened a couple of years before this second story. But because it's too long, so I'm going to put it on our Wednesday podcast. So for those who want to listen to our Wednesday podcast, it's going to be released on Wednesday, 10 p.m. On any other podcast platform that you're listening to, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. So it's going to be there for the 15 minutes, the long stories, okay? But this time, we're going to play you a short one. And in one part of the story, I'm going to tell you how is it related. So we're going to play you the confession now. So Elvin, please.
So this was during Chinese New Year. Okay, my friend, he has relatives that stay near me. So every time he visits his relatives, he will come and visit me. So we will hang out lah. So what happened was my friend, he came to visit his relative. Then he drove me to go and hang out. And we were hanging out at Yihap. I think we went to like a bar nearby or something. I don't actually recall. So we were hanging out and at the, you can see the arrow, right? The upper arrow. So I was standing there smoking and my friend was standing next to me. Okay. It was, I think around seven. It was around seven at night and there were people there because there's usually like teenagers hanging around outside there smoking also and like talking and the kind of stuff lah. So there were a few people hanging around outside. Then this old man came up to me. Okay. So he was quite short. He was quite short and he was dressed in like rags, like white. I think he was dressed in white and it was like quite dirty. And I don't want to sound like I'm stereotyping, but he looked a bit like how you imagine a beggar. Okay. He was also barefoot. He looked a bit unkempt. Yeah. He looked a bit unkempt. So he was barefoot. He was short and then like dirty clothing, white. And then he came up and he asked for a cigarette. He asked for a cigarette. Then I was like, okay. Then I gave it to him. Then he started smoking and standing there. My friend is a non-smoker, so my friend stood a distance away. So it was just me and this old man. Okay, we were standing at the railing there. Then the old man started talking to me. Then the old man asked me, he said, I'm not from around here, so I want to go and get, I think, I'm not sure if he said coffee or beer, one of those two. Okay, he wanted to get a drink. Then he asked me, where's the nearest kopitiam? Where's the nearest kopitiam? So I pointed him down the road. I told him, okay, you go straight down there, there's a coffee shop. Then you can go and buy stuff. And he said, oh, okay, thanks. Then we spoke for a bit. I don't remember what we spoke about because it was like small talk. Then after that, the old man asked me if I'm religious. You see, same. He asked me if I'm religious. Then I said, no. Then he said, oh, okay. Actually, I go to the church over there. So it's also down the road. It's next to the coffee shop. So he said, I go to the church now, the Pentecost Methodist Church. And I was thinking, huh, you said you are not from here and then you don't know where's the coffee shop. But if you go to the church, you should know. Because the coffee shop is right next to the church. Why you have to ask me? Then I didn't ask him. I just thought, like, doesn't really make sense, right? Okay. So after that, the old man smoked finish. He asked me for my name. Then I told him. Then he said, how come you never asked me for my name? Then I was like, okay, what's your name? And he just looked at me and he smiled, okay, and he said, my name is Love. And I was thinking, I don't know what to say, I thought this guy, like, a bit sort one, okay. I was like, okay, and he was like, my name is Love. Okay, I'll see you around soon. So the old man turned around and he walked down the steps. I'll remind you, this old man was barefoot, and when he walked, he was limping. Okay, he was limping. So he walks very slowly. He limped down the steps. Then I turned back to say something to my friend and I turned back in the direction of the old man again and he was gone. Okay, he disappeared. And then my friend also said, hey, the old man disappeared. Then I thought, cannot be lah. Like maybe he just like turned somewhere because I saw him walk down and he was waiting at the traffic light. He was waiting at the traffic light. No matter what, when you walk down the steps, no matter what direction you turn, it's just a straight road. Okay. So if you don't cross the road, both sides are very long straight roads, right? And then if you cross the road, it's just like, you can see lah. Basically, there's nowhere to hide. Yeah, there's nowhere to hide. And the old man was walking so slowly. I turned around for, I would say maybe 5 seconds and then I turned back, he's gone. So I walk down the stairs. I look in all the directions. Cannot see anybody. Just disappear.
Oh, freaky.
Okay, so I think Eugene have to tell us a little bit about Yihap, about the location of the place and how does it look like.
People are saying on the comment section is Pasir Ris Yihap.
Yeah,
Pasir Ris. What is it?
Okay, so that's very near my place.
Very near your place. Very yes. near my.
I was just there this morning for a meeting. That's Yihap. Yihap is that is an annex. Okay, for those of you who are not in Singapore or not living in Pasir Ris and other parts of Singapore, like Sembawang, the downtown east area is known for its chalet and it's Wild Wild Wet.
Okay,
there are shops there. You can mostly it's food and beverage shops, two stories. That's all. Then you have a car park with multiple stories. There's an annex of the building that has a cinema all the way up to five stories. Anytime Fitness is on the sixth story. And you have a children playground on the fourth story, more F&B on second and third. The E-Hub is a building that is joined to this main building. And it has two stories and it has mostly F&B outlet with escalator and all that. So he is correct that if the person goes down the stairs, you can literally pop over the parapet and see where the guy is going. Because this is like, imagine it's like a very open mall. You can kind of see everywhere at any one point in time. Okay. And Limping Man in E-Hub, I've not heard of it. In fact, like a beggar type of character in Pasir Ris is unheard of. It's so far flung boondocks outside of Singapore that if you want to beg for money, there are other places to go that give you better returns than Pasir Ris. But why this story gave me goosebumps is I have met strange people in my life. One of them, this was around 2012, 2013. I believe I wrote this in my book as well, where an Indian man came up to me in the office and he predicted a few things. He gave me some premonition and he didn't want to take a single cent from me and he left. One of the premonition is there will be a beggar who will come up to you to ask you for food. Do not deny him. Right? And I was like, oh, that's so specific. Okay. So a week later, as I was walking down the office with two of my other friends, my colleagues, and a beggar walked up to me, straight to me, beeline for me, and say, food. Right? Okay. And I've never seen that beggar before. I've worked in the area for a long period of time. And like this confessor, sometimes when you meet this kind of folks, you get that your antenna will go up. Something's not right about this. Now, I cannot tell you what these people are. Are they spirits? Are they ghosts? Are they entities come down to serve a purpose? I do not know. But I've kind of read enough books, both comics, fiction as well, non-fiction, that I do believe that in this world, there are entities that come down impersonating as human beings to either tell you something you need to hear, to test you, and then they go off. So I like to think this is what the confessor faced. Of course, when I start thinking of the rational side, then I start thinking of Kevin Spacey in The Usual Suspect where he was limping and then suddenly he started walking normally at the end of the show. So yeah, but I'm definitely thinking there are things in this world that we cannot explain. Entities come down on, you know, either in the underworld or the divine, come down as human to interact with you, to test you.
Okay, so before we go to JDC, I want to give you a bit of why I say what I say early on before the confession is because actually for the confessor, he met another character, another person, which is similar to like this old man. That person, he like macam have a small talk, have a chat, and after that, after like, you know, in this confession, he turned to a friend, 5 seconds, turned back to the old man disappeared, right? Okay. He actually showed me photos of the place, but it's Google Map, right? Because I'm not from Singapore, right? So he said, this every direction that you turn to, there is no place, it's like there's no big trees or there's no place where you can just hide, right? And he said, there's just no way. 5 seconds, I turn back to the old man, I go down the stairs, and there's nobody around that, you know, unless it's a prank show whereby, you know, the old man just change his clothes and turn into somebody else and walked away, right? Probably, yes. I mean, we will not cut that off. But he said there's just no reason why. But what's creepy about the story is because he met another person that actually asked the same question as what this old man asked. Whereby he asked whether are you religious or not. And yeah, but the person who he met earlier on is a couple of years back. And the person asked the same thing whereby, are you religious or not? Because there is something else that, again, this is similar to this story whereby another friend also saw this person. As in, it's not like, okay, now we go to E-Hub, then after that I saw this old man, and after that I turned to Eugene. I say, Eugene, do you see that old man disappear? Eugene say, what old man? You know, but the friend also saw this old man. A couple of years back, when they met another person, there is also another friend who actually saw this person, talked to this person, know the person is there, but somehow the person was also just gone like that. These two men ask the same question. Are you religious or not? That is what's creepy about the story for me. I don't know whether there are some higher beings or higher creatures that actually come down and wanted to get him a message or something like that. But, you know, again, we do a lot of stories. We read a lot of stories. We listen to a lot of stories. When I actually sit down and listen to this confessor's stories, goosebumps throw up all the stories that he told me. So yeah, thank you very much for the confessor telling us the story. Okay, now JDC.
Yeah, look, I've just brought up a picture of E-Hub. I'm in Pasir Ris, but I still don't have a feel of the area. But aside from all the usual things that could he have ducked to a corner, could he have moved behind a tree? I don't know. But I think what you said, Eugene, was very interesting to me. Like sometimes you hear a story and you get like something about it is just really strange and you just can't put your finger on. On a more mundane level, it's interesting, right, that he's heard, like I didn't notice about, you only just recently told it, Kim, that this guy heard the same question like a few years apart. Could it be that this is actually code for something? Now, this suspicious brain of mine, I think it's because I associate people that think in a very warped way all the time. Not associate, I've worked with them. Could this be code for, I don't know, selling a particular kind of drug? Is this a code for like, you know, an activity like, you know, hey, are you religious? I wanted to go to the church, but it actually means something that only those who are privy to that knowledge will understand.
I do not know. Probably. I mean, that is still possible, right? Like, for example, if that person says, yes, I'm religious, so it comes out the blue pill. So, yeah.
There we go. Yeah. Here's the spiritual experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah. This is what saves you from hell. Probably. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But then the thing is, the person disappeared. Like the couple of years back, the same person after asked this question, then the person gone after that, like that. I mean,
like I really need to have a look at where this happens. So maybe next time I'm down in Singapore, I can come and have a look at where, you know, Pasir Ris E-Hub, because there may be nook and crannies that people aren't aware. Especially if you're living rough, right? People who live rough on the streets tend to know where the best sleeping spots are, where the best hiding spots are. So they're more likely to walk down, say, a footpath, you turn around, they know there's a particular lobang there that they can go, they duck in there and disappear, and you turn around and go, oh my God, I think I saw a ghost. And this person just actually knows all the different ways to evade someone's eyes.
Yeah, so when we go down to Singapore, if we go to Pasir Ris, sun must be up. I don't want to go there when the sun is down. If you want to go there when the sun is down, you go by yourself. I'm not going to go with you.
I like it that imagine Malayan say, I mean, the church was mentioned by name, can go to the church and ask if such a person exists. Now, I go to E-Hub a lot. I go to Downtown East a lot because I work out there. Not that you can tell. But, you know, I just have not seen anyone like that.
Okay. All right. Okay. So,
shall we go on to our next confession?
Yes, we can. So the next confession, this one, have to put it in your head a little bit, lah, huh? But then this one, not to say exactly where Joe is, but it happens in Joe's continent. Huh? This time I'm going correct. It happened in Joe's continent. Yes. Yeah. So especially for Joe, and also this is another old man. This different old man. This one different old man. So let's get to the next confession.
Old Man by Mark MJX. Here's another story that happened to me in Sydney. My girlfriend and I stayed near the university, but at different houses. She was renting a room from an old man who was renting out his rooms to 3-4 international students. It was also an old townhouse, which was plentiful in many areas of Sydney. One summer, she stayed behind to do a summer course, while I returned to Singapore for my holiday. One afternoon, she called me, and she said she thought she might have seen something dirty the previous night. I asked her what she had seen, and she said she thought that she had seen an old man standing at her door, looking at her. She said it was definitely not the homeowner, as he had a different build. But she said it was most likely all right, as she was going to leave her table light on at night from now on. So, I thought nothing of it. Come February, I returned to Sydney to begin my new semester. I went over to her house to visit her on my first day back, and decided to spend the night with her. I asked her if she had still seen the old man standing at her door, but she then said that she really might have been mistaken, as she usually hang her Mickey Mouse tower on the door, and it could have been the Mickey Mouse figure. Yeah, right. She switched off the lights before we slept, and I asked that I thought she was leaving it on every night. She said since I was there with her, it was okay to switch it off. Then, at 4 a.m., she shook my shoulders to wake me up. I asked her what was it, and she said she was seeing it again. Being very sleepy, I said, oh, and went back to sleep. Then she shook me again, and I asked what again. And she said the same thing, but this time it registered in my brain, and it got wide awake. I told her, give me 3 seconds. I'm going to get to the light switch and switch on the lights. But she held me and said, don't leave me here alone. I told her, no, I have to do it. And I rushed straight to the lights and switched on. I then asked her what she had seen, and she said the man had been standing right beside her bed, bending down and looking right at her face, very close to her, and that he was actually still beside her while she was shaking me to wake me up. But once I had switched on the lights, she couldn't see him. Obviously, there was no more sleeping that night. We both just sat up in bed talking. I was trying to talk about other things to not let her think about what she has just seen. To make things worse, a thunderstorm had started, and we could not walk over to my house, which was about a 10-minute walk away. In the morning, we both left for school. I called up my Indonesian Chinese friend because he knew a thing or two about such stuff. He claimed to be able to feel entities but not see them because he practiced Qi, and according to him, all life forms have energy, and he can even sense energy in trees and plants, and obviously entities that cannot be seen. He was nice enough to come over to her house with me while she was still in school, and as we entered her room, I asked him, how? He told me not to talk first, and we just sat in a room for 2 to 3 minutes, and then he said, let's go. After we left, he told me he could feel the presence of an entity not only in her room, but in the whole house, but he honestly couldn't tell if it was good or evil. He then told me that to be safe, just get her to move out ASAP. Obviously, we took his advice, and she came over to stay with me for a week while looking for a new place. It has been about 20 years. She has since married and stayed on in Sydney while I am married in Singapore. I'm actually going down to Sydney this October, and I will be meeting her on one of the days. I shall remind her of this incident.
Oh, literal goosebumps, guys. Goosebumps. Listening to the song. Mm. Listening to this track, this confession. Some of you have noticed that this is the voice of our new narrator. Her name is Angela. Angela is a graphic designer living in St. Louis, Missouri since 1998. She's a fan of all things horror from a young age, many decades ago. She also played a female ghost in NUS Horror House at one of their events. She has no abilities to see or sense anything supernatural. She's been a longtime fan of ours, and she's asked, can she narrate? And of course, we said yes. We seldom turn away anyone who wants to, you know, partake or be involved or contribute to this family. It's a community-run you know, set up, and from the moderators, shout out to Jenon, who's now in Brunei, Kara, who's now suffering from the 8.7 degree fever from COVID. We have Lee and Ivan moderating the page and the group. We have Elvin working tirelessly behind the scenes. And of course, our Zimbabwean princess warrior has just joined us. She was in the Southern Islands and making it in time for the last confessions for tonight. How are you doing, Sonia?
Good. Thank you very much. I'm not calling in from Zimbabwean this time. Mm. I'm sorry.
You're calling from underneath the car.
Eh? Island... No, I'm actually calling from... the island that we know as Pulau Belakang Mati.
Oh, I know where it is. I know where it is.
Where?
Batam.
Nusa.
No, no, just joking.
It's a new continent. No. Okay, Sonia, you have heard this story. Why don't you go first? You are, since you are the latest edition for tonight.
Wait. I want to say something.
Go ahead.
Finally, everybody is back. Yay!
Finally, four of us. It's so tough to get four.
Just bask.
Okay, now Sonia.
First, thanks for having me back. I've been up to a few different things. Been very, very busy. But I wanted to say that I'm not quite as rational as you guys left me. Not quite as logical.
Oh, Jenny C, you are alone now.
Logical either.
Oh my God, she ran off for a month. She came back and now she's on Team Hantu.
Jenny C, you are alone.
No. That's not what I'm saying. But I must say that having listened to this story, we must acknowledge that some people are more sensitive than others. Mm. You know, it's an energy. And through my journey with SE, I have found that I'm actually more sensitive than I thought.
Okay, Eugene, take it. Don't push her until she said, like, this must be the hantu.
No. I'll take the win.
Take it.
Welcome.
Leave JDC in the dark, or whatever, bright side, dark side, leave me JDC by myself.
I am not abandoning my...
Yeah, see, la, Kim, just... now you made her say that. Okay, sorry, carry on. Carry on with the Hantu belief that you were trying to tell us.
That is not what I said. But I'm just saying that some of us are a little bit more sensitive to energy. And why I say this is because I recently took a trip to Pahang. And it was a caving journey. It was in Kota Galangi. And we went caving. We went to 8 different caves. And there was this one cave, the last one that we went to. And as I entered it, I mean, there's a lot of bats. There's a lot of guano. It reminded me of this crevice that I went into with JDC in Bali. But this particular one, as I entered it, I felt a very heavy, negative presence. And with time, with different exposure, I have become very sensitive to these things. I got a headache. And it also reminded me of our itinerary with our upcoming, it's going to be recent, but it's an upcoming trip that we're planning.
Are you talking about the Sarawak Kuching night tour or day tour?
Never mind.
I see Kim dancing there, I know.
Kim's very excited.
Kim tak boleh tahan already. So it reminds me of that. And because I was recently on this caving trip, I can't wait to get to Sarawak. And according to this itinerary that Kim has planned for us, I can't wait to be in this cave and see what I feel.
Actually, it's true, guys. The more you are open to all these supernatural things and the places that you go, Sonia, you know, you put a lot of supernatural investigators to shame because you go to very, very strong hantu places. I don't think a lot of people can walk out of this kind of situation, not improving their radar. And frankly, I cannot see ghosts. I don't have a third eye. But dealing with the supernatural for so many years, I can actually walk into a room and now tell you when I feel off about it. I cannot tell you exactly where, but I can tell you there's something in this place. You just get a bit more tuned and sensitive to it.
Yes, and I think that's what's happening with me as well. JDC?
We're going to caves in Xarak, is it? My back painful lah.
How you doing? Alamak, cannot again lah. That time also climb mountain, you sick. Now your back painful. How lah?
My back, the lower third vertebrae, tak boleh tahan lah. I might have to just look after the cars when you guys go.
Can you miss out on all the fun again, huh?
You're gonna sit in the van, are you?
Yeah, I'm gonna sit in the van. Look after the van because you need a strong presence there to make sure.
No need. I got my people watching the van, the packages, the luggage, everything. I got people watch over. Yeah. Don't worry. We got it covered already. I already informed the villagers. Joe is going to be here. Okay. So help us watch over this place and whatnot. Huh? Make sure the bold Australian men get up on top of this cave.
See my leg, how? See my leg. Sometimes my leg is painful, bro. What happened to Sonia? Like this. Sonia is like a Japanese ghost. you see underneath the car like this.
Hang already. Yeah. Okay, we get into the confession a bit, lah. Huh? Confession again. Again, if you were sleeping, then you suddenly feel as if there's a cold wind hovering on top of your face. Then when you open your eyes, you see somebody looking at you.
Wow. Oh, scary, bro. Really, that thought alone, I think about it, it freaks me out. It freaks me out.
Even... My daughter does that.
Like
we go and sleep in a room, right? We're sleeping. Yeah, at night you just wake up. Yeah, you open your eyes, you turn around. She's just standing in the side of the bed, just like. Shit. Bro, it's not here.
I mean, even if it's Scarlett Johansson staring at me, I think I would have slapped her. Yeah, I probably would have been physical. I mean, what would you do? If it would be scarier if an old man look at you, then after that you try to slap it and then your hand just went past it, right? Go through it.
Which actually brings up a very good point, okay? When someone's in your face, your first reaction, right, is to push away or hit out. It didn't happen with this confessor, did it?
Not everyone would punch. I mean, she's a lady.
I'm not saying that suddenly she's gonna go and like, you know, get on the mount position and get this guy in a headlock. But I'm just saying, like, if something's in your face, you would just kind of, your arms would flail, right? You would just kind of like move something away, and then but this didn't happen with her.
Instinctively, I think so. You would do that.
But then like a lot of people are mentioning in the comment, not everybody. If it happens to Bill, probably he will just clap. Feels like this.
Bill is still looking for a ghost bride, by the way. So if you want any ang pao, just pass it to him.
So yeah, probably it's different. Okay, then again, this doesn't happen to the confessor, right? It happened to a friend. Probably the friend did actually try to smack the old man or punch the old man, but it went through, right? Then after that, I'm like, I'm going to turn and wake up my friend. Lah.
Oi.
Omen, then you see the omen.
And the omen is still there.
Yeah, the omen is still there. The omen is still at the bedside. Then your friend say, okay, Barbie, that kind of friend.
Can you remember that NS story, like confession at the beginning of the year, where, you know, the guy sees these two people walking inside the bunk, and then it goes, Machi, this one not this sleeping still yet. Weak.
Yeah.
Thing looking at you and it says, hey, this one is still awake. How? How? That is them scary, man. Oh, I scared myself.
Well, if everyone is awake, go for prata.
Why must you talk about prata now? I'm hungry.
Now I just want to eat something.
Yeah, thanks, Sonia. Thank you so much.
Did you already do the coffee thingy?
Yes, we have.
I think we can do it again. You can thank them as well.
I want to say that aside from CC Cole and someone who I had initially mentioned, Adeline, Candy Chair, LM Hayden, Alsatian Adrian Chua, and Morgan Raj have all contributed to our coffee fund. So thank you very much.
Thank you guys.
Much appreciated.
Thank you. Yes. I mean, we're almost coming to the end of the show. We've got 10 minutes. I know. Do anyone? Oh, shit. Actually, I have something to share, but if there's time, I'll share it. Just want to let you guys know, 11:30, we probably will not be able to make today's feature in time. It is still being processed by YouTube. I had some issues with YouTube today, and it's for some reason, it's still being processed. So it's going to be up as soon as it's done, but likely not at 11:30 tonight. So maybe you guys can go and sleep early. However, 21st, we do have a meet and greet where everybody from the SC universe, from Ghost Mortem, from On the Fringe, Friday Night Live, the moderators, SC Recon team, will all be in the same place at the same time. We are looking for a location that can house all of us. I am still considering food and beverage and trying to balance it out. My whole point is to be able to get as many of us in a place at lowest cost possible. So stay tuned for that info. It's coming up soon. Maybe by next week. But what is confirmed, and you should want to get your tickets early while the price of plane tickets is still low. This is WAK, Supernatural Confessions finale show on the 28th at Sarawak. And we have a very cool video to play, but I'll let Kim tell you any other info before we hit that video.
Yeah, Eugene always mentioned about WAK. So WAK actually stands for What About Kuching lah, huh? Okay, shout out a little bit to the festival. The festival is going to happen from the 1st of October until the 31st of October. There are plenty of things happening: singing, dancing, storytelling, showcasing of different kind of art forms and whatever. It's everything about culture, music, food, everything. Like, it's a festival whereby it's a month long happening throughout the entire town of Kuching. Supernatural Confessions is one part of it, whereby we're going to have exhibitions throughout the whole week, and also we have activities happening in the middle of the week. But the highlight will be on Friday. We're going to have our Friday night live in front of live audience. But obviously, this is going to be slightly different as the 21st of October. It's because this is going to be local stories from Sarawakian themselves. Of course, we're going to feature a lot of all these paintings, photos, sculptures. And also, the person who's going to contribute to the exhibition, actually, now constantly, almost daily, he is actually texting me about stuff that he can bring in. So one of the things that he actually showed me is a bamboo that he picked up from a haunted place. And somehow he told me that it seems like there is a spirit attached to this bamboo. And somehow now the bamboo shaped like a woman's body figure. The bamboo itself, it shapes like a body figure.
Wow.
So yeah, again, I'm not going to show you the photo. Again, you have to come to Sarawak to see it yourself. It's not carved out. It's not carved out. He's not a gardener that carved out. Yeah, but the shape that he said. Then he like, bro, can I bring this to your exhibition? I'm like, bro, whatever that you think it's what you want to show the people, all this is your private collection, you know, just bring it there. I am more than happy to have it there. Again, a night walk, all of us going to be there. It's going to be led by Sonia, walking the earth of Sarawak and tell you all sorts of stories in Sarawak, abandoned places whereby we guarantee you that it's something that is there. But of course, we cannot guarantee whether the thing is going to show and say hello. So we're going to
vibes.
And then exhibition, you're going to enjoy the exhibition, you're going to enjoy the Friday Night Live. Then the next day, which is on the Saturday, we're going to bring you to a living museum to see an actual human skull that was headhunted many years ago. And we're going to bring you to see the grave of the ancient aristocrats. Then after that, night walk during the nighttime fairy cave. Right, so also, okay, I'm going to try to fulfill this. Hopefully. If we get the 20 signups, okay, 20 signups, fill up, and all these people are going to come in and join us for the tour, for the exhibition and whatnot, right? On the day of the tour, during the Living Museum tour, I am going to be the one hosting it. I'm going to be dressing in a traditional Sarawakian costume. Full costume, whereby you're gonna see part of my
legs
butt as well. But so
yes,
20 fill up, 20 fill up.
Contain yourself.
Only 19 then cannot do. Only 19 cannot do. Only 20. No need record. It's already on YouTube. No need record now. It's already on YouTube. Okay, so we're going to talk a bit more since we can go a bit longer tonight, right? Okay, so for those who have missed out the trailer earlier on, especially Chua Ilen, I know you missed out this one. So we're going to play you that trailer one more time. So Elvin, hit it.
For the first time ever in Sarawak, Supernatural Confessions Friday Night Host will be hosting its finale live show 2022 in Kuching. Day 1, upon reaching Kuching, you'll be immediately be transferred to our horror-themed exhibition, where we featured paintings, sculptures, and of course, confessions. When night creeps in, you will join our Friday Night Live as a live audience. Day 2, the day will start with a tour at a living museum where you will witness the actual headhunter skulls. And Tiankalirian, the grave of the ancient aristocrats and other unique Sarawakan culture. You will then head to Fairy Cave, located at an old gold mining site where plenty of dark history happened. Learn how the cave got its name. The day will end with a night walk from a location infamous for accidents. You will also visit abandoned buildings, arid shelters,
visit abandoned buildings
and warrior memorial site, among others. Get your tickets now.
That's right. Whee! Get your tickets now, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be putting up the link right here in the comment section. So check it out. It will also be on our Facebook page. But if you are wondering, you cannot remember all this thing, you're listening to us on Spotify, and you're like, what the hell? What comment section are we talking about? Go to supernaturalconfessions.com. That's our website, supernaturalconfessions.com. It's on the main page under the events tab. You'll find Sarawak, Friday Night Live finale at Sarawak. You'll find the 21st. Details will be out very soon. And also, we actually have a Walk with Hantu Changi tour on the 24th. That's tomorrow, Saturday night, as well as 8th of October. So there are a lot of stuff that's coming out from Supernatural Confessions. Hopefully, you guys are kept entertained on Friday Night Live, on Tuesday, Ghost Mortem, on Wednesday, On the Fringe. And for those of you who join us on the Shaw Movie Night Out, you actually get to meet part of the community and then form bonds. And clearly on the comment section, you guys already know each other. But if you want to meet up in person, 21st October is the date to put in your directory. If you want to join us on the 28th and you can travel, the prices are now very, very cheap.
Sorry.
It's been subsidized by the Sarawak government. $380, 2 days, two nights. Breakfast supply, one lunch, one dinner, all walks, Friday Night Live show, and a full day of for tour. After the first 20 have signed up, anything beyond the first 20 is going back to usual price. That's $520. So you want to click on that link that you see right now on either the website or on the comment section and indicate your interest.
Yes. Add on. Accommodation included. Accommodation included. And this is a hotel. Not in my...
Five-star hotel.
Not in my backyard. Not in my backyard. Hotel.
That's where I'll be staying, so that's okay. Don't worry.
In my backyard?
Yeah.
No.
In the banana grove.
Cannot.
I don't want to.
Okay. So, it's our very first time. Supernatural Confessions have grown to this level where we have an invitation from the Sarawak government. Thanks to all you guys tuning in, giving all the love from Spotify, podcast, to YouTube videos, from tuning in live shows. We cannot thank you enough to be where we are here today. And we will never forget that. And that's why we want to see you to shake your hand with so much grace and joy, just to see who is all these faces behind these names week after week that you guys join us. Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah. See, any
looking last forward
words,
to
guys?
It.
Yeah. Well, it's very rare that all four of us are here. I think coming down to October, we are wrapping it up. It's so close to our finale. We are going to shape things up. Next year will be very different. Every year, we have done things differently. We don't know what. But if you would like to be involved, as we always like to bring the community in, and you got some ideas, share it with us. Like this year, we brought in all your fan favorites from the group, right? We have Uncle Jim. We have Iman Arisa, we have Kara, we have Sophie, a lot of other people that you want.
We Ratsai Fuck a Dong Dong.
He's going to collect money for us, so don't worry.
Yes. Okay, I want to read out a comment that says, KKang says, will Kim and JDC be coming town earlier than 21st? Due to commitment, we will be only reaching late 20th, right? Is that correct, bro?
Yeah, that's correct.
We'll be reaching late. So, anybody want to bring us out for breakfast 21st? 21st. please reserve with Eugene first, our manager. Talk to our manager. JDC, reserve our time with our manager.
Oluwak, carrot cake, and what else for you, Kim?
Anything there.
Nasi lemak
can go. Chicken rice can go. Yeah.
Oh, chicken rice, I'll bring you.
Can.
But I only chicken rice, no chicken.
Rice only for Joe. La.
It's rice.
What is this reserve? Then Eugene pay the bill. Apa ni? Eugene pay what bill?
I don't know who paid the bill. Thank you.
Okay, we'll hang out at Elvin's house. Haunted, right? Elvin's house.
I'm actually going to be staying near where Elvin stays as well, so that's okay.
Okay.
In the Tampines area, so.
I'm going to be staying at Elvin's house.
In the room where I used to stay.
Yeah. Coco. Want to play?
Oh my god! Yeah,
it's Elvin in his underwear. Be careful, huh?
Sonia's gone. I want to tell a joke to Sonia.
She's back.
She's back.
Wow, I see two Sonia now in the OBS.
Is it? She's there.
I don't know.
I only see one.
Now frozen smiling. Yeah. I don't know. I somehow feel creepy.
I don't know.
Let's say goodbye before she disappears again.
Okay.
Now
goodbye.
JDC is frozen.
All right, so guys, thank you very much for all the coffees that you have bought us today.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's wonderful every Friday night, and I'm so happy the four of us are finally back at one place. So, and you know what, you get to see us all together in Singapore and in Sarawak, and you know what, because of this today, there are no questions, they're just the answer. And you know what the answer is? buy your ticket for WAC. Thank you guys.
Okay,
thank you, JDC.
So there you go.
Well, I think I'm gonna need to come up with a new one-liner. Actually,
I can't hear her.
Can
everyone hear her? I can't hear her.
Yeah, I can hear as well.
Yeah. So give me a week to come up with something new. But thank you for having me on the show. I'm Sonia, and that's all I have to say for now.
Hey, lazy lah, this one. She forgot her line. She forgot. What was your old line? you're going to come up with a new line, I'm sure. What's your old one?
I'm Sonia, and usually there is a rational explanation.
Okay. Eugene, take the win. Don't force her. Okay. I'm going to end tonight since we got a bit of time because of the YouTube technical issue, right? Okay. Since Sonia is here, I'm going to do another joke. Huh? What is the difference between a BMW and a porcupine? Porcupine has a prick on the outside.
What's the difference?
Okay. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Once again,
Sonia is processing it.
Yeah. You want to buy your tickets for What About Kuching? It's at our website, www.supernaturalconfessions.com. You can find everything, all the details there. And thank you very much for joining us. Once again, the team is back. Thank you very much. I feel great having everybody back on again. Again, we're going to be there seeing you in flesh and bone on the 21st and also 28th. Yeah, correct. Huh? I'm not like Elvin like that. Sarawak, he don't come and he say, I'll be there in spirit. The fuck is that, Elvin? Right? Okay. Yeah, not acceptable, but what to do? Okay, so I'm Kim signing off with remember whatever you don't see doesn't mean it's not there.
I'm Eugene telling you that you may have experienced some things in life that you cannot explain, and people say you're crazy, but Supernatural Confessions, you are not alone. We are your family. Send us your encounters at supernaturalconfessions.com and join us on Friday Night Live, Ghost Mortem, final episode next Tuesday with Jonathan and myself. As always, Wednesday on the Fringe with Bill and Matt. And do check out Supernatural Confessions to get your tickets to Walk Special. Good night, everybody.
What did you find? You are listening to Supernatural Confessions.